This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cash back really adds up.
Tonight, law enforcement preparing for the possible arrest of Donald Trump as the former president calls on his supporters to protest, and intelligence officials see an increase in threats. Here are tonight's top headlines. A ring of steel around the Manhattan District Attorney's office, where a grand jury hears what could be the final witness in a campaign finance case against Trump. Tonight, his Republican rivals react.
I don't know what goes into paying hush money to a porn star.
The leaders of China and Russia shook hands at the Kremlin Monday.
Xi is the first world leader to meet with Vladimir Putin since the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for alleged war crimes.
Spring break chaos and violence leads to a curfew in Miami Beach.
The volume of people in our city has created a peril that cannot go unchecked.
One student is killed after a shooting at a Texas high school.
We do believe that we have the one shooter detained.
Important information for parents after a Gerber baby formula recall. What you need to know.
Turner drives the ball to left center field. Back it goes. It's gone again. 6-4-3. And Team USA heads to the championship.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on this first day of spring. Tonight, we've got more of our 60 Minutes exclusive reporting as the U.S. Navy's chief naval officer accuses China of trying to bully others. Plus, we talk to top gun officers and fighter pilots on how this conflict is different. Plus, our new series, Facing Fertility, on the emotional journey that millions of Americans suffer in silence. But first, we've got new reporting tonight about when and how Donald Trump could be indicted and arrested. Tonight, the NYPD, the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force, and the Secret Service are preparing for the worst. Barricades are going up today in downtown Manhattan outside a courthouse where a grand jury is deciding whether or not to charge Donald Trump with falsifying financial records linked to hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels. Here in the nation's capital, CBS News has learned that Capitol Police plan to take emergency measures ahead of a possible arrest. CBS's Robert Costa is going to start us off tonight from outside the criminal court in New York City. Good evening, Robert.
Good evening, Nora. Law enforcement officials from several agencies met today to discuss security and logistics as they brace for possible violence should former President Trump be indicted. Steel barricades were delivered outside Manhattan Criminal Court this morning after former President Trump claimed he will be arrested on Tuesday and urged supporters to protest and take our nation back, even though there is no evidence an arrest is coming tomorrow. Intelligence sources tell CBS News that they are seeing a significant increase in threats since Trump's posts, including violent rhetoric from domestic extremists, mostly targeted toward law enforcement, judges, and government officials in New York.
They're a different group that could come in armed. They could come in with explosives. They could come in with Molotov cocktails.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg told colleagues, "We do not tolerate attempts to intimidate our office." Sources added that if and when an indictment comes, expect a ring of steel around the courthouse, with all entrances sealed off and a very visible police presence. Today, the potential final witness in the case, Bob Costello, was brought in to testify about the credibility of Michael Cohen, Trump's former fixer and the key witness in the investigation. It was Cohen who made the hush money payments to former adult film star Stormy Daniels on behalf of Trump in the final days of the 2016 campaign. In 2018, Trump initially denied knowing anything about it.
Did you know about the $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels?
The grand jury has since investigated whether related business and campaign records were falsified. Top House Republicans are circling the wagon and criticizing the district attorney.
Some bookkeeping error from 7 years ago is misdemeanor is now what they're going after. So it makes absolutely no sense.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, a potential 2024 rival, called it a political investigation.
They weaponized their office to impose a political agenda on society at the expense of the rule of law and public safety.
But he made a pointed remark about the case.
I don't know what goes into paying hush money to a porn star to secure silence over some type of alleged affair. I can't speak to that.
CBS News has learned that an indictment of Trump is not expected on Tuesday and that Trump's legal team is not negotiating with prosecutors about potential processing. But should that happen, an indictment in processing, sources tell us it would be relatively routine. Fingerprints, handcuffs, and an arraignment in open court. Nora.
Robert Costa with all that new reporting. Thank you so much. The city of Miami Beach declared a state of emergency over the weekend after a deadly start to spring break. Two fatal shootings and some out-of-control crowds also forced the city to impose overnight curfews. Gabrielle Arzola of our CBS Miami station has more, and we want to warn you, some of the images are disturbing.
Chaos in South Beach this weekend. People ran for cover after gunfire erupted Friday night outside restaurants packed with customers on busy Ocean Drive. One man died in the hospital and another was injured.
I don't think I've ever ducked and hid from gunshots in my life.
Earlier Sunday morning, a second deadly shooting just blocks away. Surveillance video captured the gunman opening fire on a man walking on the sidewalk.
My city doesn't need it. We really don't need to be an all-night party town.
Miami Beach Mayor Dan Gelber declared a state of emergency Sunday and instituted a curfew to, quote, control excessively large and unruly crowds. In addition to road closures, the curfew forces restaurants to close by midnight and ban the sale of alcohol off-site after 6 p.m. Residents and hotel guests may be asked to show ID. This is the third year in a row Miami Beach has taken emergency measures to control a surge in visitors, many traveling to Florida from other cities that were facing COVID lockdowns. Last year, 618 people were arrested during spring break.
So despite the chaos over the weekend, city commissioners declined to vote or rather extend their state of emergency or their curfew. Instead, they said that liquor stores can no longer sell alcohol after 6 p.m. Nora?
Gabrielle Arzola, thank you so much. Tonight, a high school student is dead and another student is in custody charged with murder following a shooting outside a school in Arlington, Texas. Lamar High was put on lockdown after the shooting about half an hour before classes were to resume after spring break. Police say the suspected shooter was quickly taken into custody. A female student was wounded. Turning overseas, China's President Xi Jinping is in Moscow for a high-profile meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin that lasted more than 4 hours. But tonight, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is blasting the Chinese leader's proposal to try and end the war in Ukraine, warning the world not to be fooled. CBS's Remy Innocencio reports from Ukraine.
China's President Xi Jinping landed in Moscow, greeted by official Russian pomp, then whisked to the Kremlin to be the first world leader to shake Putin's hand since the International Criminal Court accused Russia's leader of war crimes last Friday. Xi avoided reference to that, saying Chinese-Russian ties are important because of shared history and strategic goals. Xi is trying to position Beijing as a peacemaker in the war in Ukraine. Beijing proposed a ceasefire in a 12-point plan that's been rejected by the West. Another goal, for the two leaders to act as a counterweight to U.S. influence in the war and the world.
A ceasefire now, without a durable solution, would allow President Putin to rest and refit his troops and then restart the war at a time more advantageous to Russia.
The Russian leader made a surprise visit to the Russian-occupied city of Mariupol on Saturday, driving himself and inspecting newly built facilities after his forces destroyed most of the Ukrainian city. His carefully choreographed tour interrupted at one point by a woman shouting in Russian, "It's all a lie. It's all for show." Along the front lines, there's been almost no territorial gain for Russia recently, but more loss of Ukrainian life. Putin says that they're not killing civilians, but they're shooting at us. They're killing us. People fighting to survive, just barely. Xi Jinping's visit to Moscow is set to run through Wednesday. He's then reportedly expected to speak to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky next. He has warned Beijing not to give any weapons to Russia. Nora?
Remy Innocencio, thank you so much. And with President Xi's visit to Moscow, China hopes to play a key role in brokering that deal that ends Russia's brutal war in Ukraine. And as we learned in our months-long reporting for 60 Minutes, it's the latest attempt by the Chinese government to try and be a major player on the world stage.
I don't think China has the same vision that we do. I think China sees themselves at the top and placing themselves in a position of advantage with this precipitous increase in their military force to bully others. They want to place themselves on top while we see a group of sovereign nations and free and open trade as our route to prosperity, and we want to maintain that.
Another place where the U.S. and China have a different vision is over Taiwan. We visited the USS Nimitz, deployed in the Western Pacific, where FA-18 pilots and weapons systems officers like Lieutenant Commander Matthew Carlton go on daily training missions, well aware of the stakes.
How has the potential conflict changed how you practice here on this aircraft carrier?
Over my, 12-year aviation career so far, has been a mindset of the war on terror. There was very little threat to us when we were in the air. So we're in a mindset shift. From a training aspect, we just have to ensure that we are training to the correct threat.
I mean, you weren't ever expecting to get into a dogfight with Iraqi pilots.
Correct.
But you might with Chinese pilots.
Potentially.
How difficult is it to deter China and at the same time not increase the chance of war?
Our presence around the world needs to be stable. Our actions need to be unemotional. We need to act with professionalism with our allies and partners. We can't afford a commanding officer out there to do something that's going to perhaps lead to an inadvertent incident between two navies. And so we train to that. So we're leaving nothing to chance with respect to how they're going to behave out there on the high seas. It has to be very measured.
All right, tonight, an American aid worker is free after being kidnapped and held hostage for more than 6 years in the West African nation of Niger. The Biden administration says 61-year-old missionary Jeff Woodkey, who had lived and worked in Niger for more than 30 years, was released following years of behind-the-scenes efforts. A second hostage, a French journalist missing since 2021, was also released. Today marks 20 years since the start of the U.S. ground invasion of Iraq, beginning a war that cost the United States an estimated $2 trillion and the lives of nearly 4,500 U.S. troops. CBS's Charlie Daggett was in Iraq from the very start, and tonight he returns to Baghdad to report on the toll the war has taken.
It was a war that was supposed to be over quickly. An aerial campaign of shock and awe, followed by a U.S.-led invasion to rid Iraq of weapons of mass destruction that did not exist. Saddam Hussein's downfall triggered a raging insurgency and a bloody sectarian conflict, pushing U.S. troop numbers here to a peak of 168,000 by 2007. 20 years later, roughly 2,500 remain.
Fragile.
Under the command of U.S. Army Major General Matthew McFarland, commander of Operation Inherent Resolve.
But our primary effort here to advise and assist and enable the Iraqi security forces.
Enabling Iraqi forces to stop ISIS from reforming.
How active is ISIS? I mean, are they still a threat in this region?
They certainly are, and they certainly have aspirations to try and redevelop or rebuild their military capability.
Not everyone in Iraq agrees.
The American presence is nothing to do with ISIS. ISIS is finished. ISIS is done.
Saad Amutalibi is an Iraqi former government advisor.
It definitely has everything to do with the regional stability.
U.S. troops have launched airstrikes against suspected Iranian-backed militias in the past.
I would tell you, Operation Inherent Resolve is here with a singular mission on the defeat of ISIS. Do we provide stability in Iraq, in the region,
presence?
With our presence? Absolutely. There's no doubt about that.
The security situation here in Baghdad has improved dramatically since the last time we were here. The blast walls and barbed wire have been taken down. It no longer feels like a war zone. Nora?
Thinking about all those who've sacrificed so much, Charlie Daggett, thank you for your reporting. Well, tonight in our new series, Facing Fertility, we take a look at the emotional and financial journey of in vitro fertilization, or IVF. Infertility affects millions of Americans, as many as one in eight couples, and many suffer in silence. CBS's Nikki Batiste has the story of one couple's struggle to start a family.
After a year of trying to have a child, Kristen Connolly and Matt Smith learned they each were facing fertility problems.
It was kind of a shock, honestly.
So at 36, they turned to IVF, a weeks-long process designed to stimulate egg growth. Mature eggs are then retrieved, fertilized with sperm in a lab, and monitored to see if they become embryos. After four unsuccessful rounds of IVF, the couple tried an egg donor.
It's such a big decision. Was it a difficult one?
Oh, yeah. Am I going to relate with the child because it's not my genetics?
With donor eggs, Kristen and Matt did three more embryo transfers. All ended in miscarriages.
I think that was a hard pill to swallow.
They're not alone.
So many people struggle in silence with infertility and never talk about it.
Desperately hoping to have a second child after having our son Bo naturally, but also after suffering two miscarriages. My husband and I turned to IVF at 42. For women under 35, the chance of having a baby after a single IVF cycle is about 41%, but by age 42, it's down to just 9%. Dr. Eric Foreman is my fertility doctor.
Even with our ability to get multiple eggs and make multiple embryos, most of them cannot go on and make a healthy baby. And so most IVF cycles are not successful. These are tanks where we maintain frozen eggs and embryos. In fact, your embryos are in this tank.
Wow.
After four rounds of IVF, we had just one viable embryo, which my husband and I transferred in November.
We just found out that my pregnancy test is positive. We're so grateful. And in shock.
Wow.
Weeks later, Kristen and Matt also got a positive pregnancy test. Their latest transfer had worked.
Kristen and Matt are 13 weeks along in their pregnancy, and I am 22 weeks pregnant. IVF is expensive, costing about $12,000 for one cycle without insurance. Nora, my husband and I are so grateful we have some fertility insurance through my CBS benefits, which made this possible.
I know, and not every state mandates that companies do that, so it's a difficult journey. Thank you so much for sharing your story and others.
Thank you.
Two people are dead following a terrifying car crash in New York City. We've got the details. That's next.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Tonight, New York City police are investigating a deadly car crash in Brooklyn that was caught on camera. We do want to warn you, it is difficult to watch. Surveillance video shows a white car blowing through a red light, plowing into a black SUV, and then ending up on the sidewalk. Two people were killed. Five people were injured, one critically. The driver of the white car was then taken into custody. Tonight, a popular brand of powdered infant formula is being recalled. What parents need to know, that's next. Amid the ongoing baby formula shortage, we have an important consumer alert about a new recall. Some Gerber Good Start Soothe Pro powdered infant formula is being recalled because it could be contaminated with bacteria that can make babies seriously ill. The impacted formula was sold after March 5th and has a use-by dates between July 4th and July 16th of 2024. So far, no illnesses have been linked to the recall. All right, the cast of Ted Lasso visits the White House press room to deliver an important message. That's next.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Finally tonight, the cast of the hit show Ted Lasso was at the White House today to discuss the importance of addressing mental health. Actor and co-creator Jason Sudeikis said it's one of the ongoing themes of the show.
So, like, no matter who you are, no matter where you live, no matter who you voted for, we all probably, I assume, we all know someone who has, or have been that someone ourselves, actually, that's struggled, that's felt isolated, that's felt anxious, that has felt alone.
Well, Sudeikis took just one question, and fans of the show will recognize the reporter. Look, it came from Trent Krim of The Independent. And that is tonight's CBS Evening News in the words of Coach Lasso. As the man once said, the harder you work, the luckier you get. Good night.
Save on Cox Internet when you add Cox Mobile and get fiber-powered internet at home and unbeatable 5G reliability on the go. So whether you're playing a game at home,
yes, goal,
or attending one live,
goal,
you can do more without spending more. Learn how to save at cox.com/internet. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial cable. Cox Mobile runs on the network with unbeatable 5G reliability as measured by Ookla LLC in the U.S. 2H 2023. Results may vary, not an endorsement. Other restrictions apply.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay, and what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.